Hey, welcome to the Balanced Flux Podcast. I'm Jenny McLeod, and these are my takes on cultivating mental health, enhancing personal productivity, thereby living a balanced life. I hope that you'll be inspired to expand the quality of your life and in turn, empower others along the way. Expect new episodes on Sundays at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. And remember that you can always get more information on the website at balancedflux.com. So join me now and every week on this inspiring and fulfilling journey through the Balanced Flux Podcast. Have you ever found yourself feeling like nothing you do matters? For example, if the outcome of any situation is out of your control, why bother trying at all? And even if you do, you are inevitably doomed to fail. Now, this sinking feeling is known as learned helplessness, and it's an insidious mindset that can creep into more areas of your life than you might realize. So, what exactly is learned helplessness? In the broadest sense, it's the belief that your efforts are futile, leading to a sense of passivity and powerlessness. But here's a more complex definition. Learned helplessness is a psychological state where you've been conditioned through repeated negative experiences to believe that you have no agency in shaping the trajectory of your life. It's like your brain has thrown in the towel, deciding that it's easier to accept defeat than to risk another disappointment. To illustrate this better, imagine yourself as a student who struggled with math exams for years. Despite countless hours of studying and tutoring, you continue to fail. Eventually, you might give up, believing that you're simply bad at math. This isn't just about low self-esteem. It's a deep-seated belief that no amount of effort you put in will change your mathematical fate. Learned helplessness comes in different forms too. It might be global, meaning you feel helpless across all situations, or it might be specific, limited to certain areas of your life, like your career or relationships. Some people experience temporary learned helplessness triggered by a particularly stressful period, while others develop a more chronic form that dictates their worldview. So here's the kicker. Why is it important to avoid succumbing to this negative pattern of thinking? Well, learned helplessness is more than just a funk. It has tangible consequences on your mental wellness, your productivity, and the overall quality of your life. People often experiencing learned helplessness are more susceptible to depression, anxiety, and low self-esteem. This sense of futility can hold you back from pursuing your goals and taking calculated risks that might lead to positive change. In short, learned helplessness can cast a long shadow over your potential. On the flip side, overcoming learned helplessness has immense benefits. Imagine the shift in your life if you deeply believe that you have the power to shape your own experiences. This is not to say that life won't continue to throw curveballs, but the difference lies in how you respond. With a sense of agency, challenges become hurdles, not dead ends. You start viewing setbacks as temporary stumbling blocks instead of inherent character flaws. The good news is that you are not beyond any kind of redemption because learned helplessness is not a life sentence. It's a thought pattern that can be unlearned with consistent effort. And to aid this unlearning process, here are some useful techniques you can employ to break its grip. Challenge your inner critic by paying close attention to your self-talk. When negative thoughts like, "I'm never going to get this promotion," creep in, question their validity. Are you making a blanket statement based on one or two incidents? Are you ignoring evidence to the contrary? Focus on small wins by breaking larger goals into smaller, manageable steps and celebrating those successes as they come. Acknowledging your progress, however incremental, is a powerful way to combat the feeling that nothing you do makes a difference. Practice positive reframing by consciously shifting your perspective when you catch yourself slipping back into negative thought spirals. Rather than dwelling on perceived failures, focus on what you can learn from them and how you can use that knowledge to move forward. Don't be afraid to seek support from a therapist, a trusted friend, or a mentor. Sometimes an outside perspective can help you break out of negative thought loops. Remember that the journey of overcoming learned helplessness won't be a walk in the park. There will be backslides and moments of doubt. That's okay. The key is to be kind to yourself, consistently challenge those limiting beliefs, and keep reminding yourself that you possess far more agency than you might think. Now here's something for you to ponder. Can the concept of learned helplessness be flipped on its head? Could you perhaps develop a sort of learned optimism where you become conditioned to expect positive outcomes and believe in your innate ability to thrive? After all, the mind is a powerful tool. If it can trap you in a cycle of defeatism, it can also certainly be trained to propel you towards a life of greater victory. With that in mind, imagine cultivating this learned optimism, the antithesis of learned helplessness, where you anticipate success and believe in your capacity to flourish. And that's a proposition you cannot refuse. And that's a wrap for this week's episode of the Balanced Flux Podcast. A new episode drops every Sunday at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. You can also listen to the podcast and extend your support through the website at balancedflux.com. This podcast is intended for informational and educational purposes only. Kindly seek the appropriate care and treatment from licensed professionals. Do join the community on social channels and send your messages there or via email. Either way, if this podcast sparks some form of inspiration, I'd be more than glad to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your time and mind space. Your presence and engagement truly make this journey even more fulfilling and rewarding. I'm Tenny McLeod, signing off for now, and until the next time, stay safe, best wishes, and keep striving to achieve your balanced flux.